What are the immediate next steps to salvage the agricultural areas that have been destroyed?
Well, as you can imagine, the situation on the ground remains quite critical. I think this is very important to bear that in mind and to also realize that it is now the time for the people to rebuild their livelihoods, even if it is no longer making the headline news. The most recent assessment that was presented today in Manila shows that for 3/4 of the people in the most affected areas, the priority revolved around agriculture and fisheries. The planting season is now, and the government has requested FAO's support to complement their immediate response effort, calling for 34 million to be mobilized through FAO.
What needs to happen going forward?
It's very important to realize that the disaster hit at a particularly difficult time in terms of the crop calendar. It is just at the end of the harvest, at the beginning of the planting season. So the first priority is to enable people to go back to their field. For that to happen, they need to clean their field, they need to remove all the debris that are on their field, they need to repair the irrigation canals, and when this is being done, they need to have the seeds, not only the rice seeds, but also the corn seeds. They need to really plant their field and be on the track of recovery. I think this is very important, and this is where all FAO's efforts are being focused today.
Could you describe the cash to work scheme?
The cash for work is actually the distribution of cash in payment for work that is being done on communal projects to improve or rehabilitate community services or infrastructure. They bring much needed income to the population who have little or no purchasing power. I think this is especially critical in the aftermath of such a disaster. People have lost most of their assets, most of their livelihood. So while they are involved in community work for which they are being paid, while rebuilding their assets and community infrastructure, they are able to make money and cater for their other needs, to buy food and pay for their education and for their health care. This is very important, therefore the need for us to embark into that sort of scheme.